It's the most wonderful time of the year. We've got patients yelling and sales reps selling, and we're pulling our hair. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I just had to. Sorry, you guys. Just goofing around, having fun with my podcasting. As many of you know, having investigative skills in my blood, it just runs through it. So for the past year, we've been doing little investigative surveys with a lot of the fantastic office managers that we have ran into at the UDA convention, other conventions, other meetings. And we just kind of secretly ask little questions, but we like write them down, their answers. And they come to us at these conventions and meetings where we've presented the clinical business of dentistry introductory course. So they often have a little bit of background on what we talk about, and we've engaged in just some amazing conversations Tracy and I have with them. These OMs have pure hearts and a desire to do their best for the dentist that they are serving. Their comments are worthy of comment and discussion. As the title of this podcast is Trust Goes Both Ways, and we begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live, mixer is up, levels are good. Equalizer is good, ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1, roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
There are three common comments that we have investigated and we've received from the office managers that we've talked to, and I'm excited to discuss these with all of you today. The first comment, and one that we get all the time, is this. Rob, Tracy, we just want to do our job, but the doctor won't let us. What does that really mean? Doc, have your ears perked up yet? The doctor won't let us. What does that mean? It's the office manager's job to simply make the practice income. And doc, their chief complaint is your ability to continually give your services away for free. There's nothing more frustrating to your office manager than when they quote a patient an amount for their needed treatment, and you come up to the front and tell them to discount the original quote that they gave them. You know, the financial quote that your office manager has already worked his or her guts out on when it comes to insurance copays and patient attitudes of their all-knowing educational experience of their convoluted insurance plans. They know very little about, but you can't tell them that because they know everything, and the hopes of hitting production totals so that the office managers and teams can actually make bonus. Yeah. Yes, doc, you are the inconsiderate snot licker that just made your office manager's job more difficult with one little simple phrase of give it away, itis. That's they've got a strong argument there, doc, so I don't know what to say except for back off. Let them do their job. And one of the worst things I see docs do is this scenario. The patient will give a sob story to your office manager how their family just can't afford the dental work that you've diagnosed. And they say this to the office manager with keys in their designer jeans that are attached to their BMW in the parking lot. And the backside of the jeans have 2 tickets to Hawaii in 2 weeks. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. These are they then request to have a conversation with the doctor, which the office manager makes happen out of kindness. But you know what they're doing? They're circumnavigating the office manager's authority, and that's a bad deal. They tell their sob story to you, doc. And then the doc comes out to the front and undermines the office manager by giving a discount on an already insurance PPO discount to the patient who knows how to circumnavigate the office manager now. You've just given them that pathway. And when you give them the discount on top of your already discounted plan, yes, you are now providing them free dentistry, and they aren't even grateful. So, Doc, undermining your office manager's authority sets a bad precedent with not only your patients, but the entire dental team. Think about that. It will take the wind out of anyone's sails as it, and I'm talking about the wind out of the sails, like sailboat, not sails, but actually come to think about it, it'll take the wind out of both sails as it relates to their desire to exceed expectations in their job performance. Oh, Doc, let your office manager do his or her job without the fear of them being undermined by high-maintenance patients who feel that they can disrupt your office financial policy by simply going around the office manager and going direct to you, where they can work you over like a reverse car salesman, okay? You're going to work them over. I'll show that office manager. They're not in charge of this. I am. Okay, the second comment that I was so impressed with was this. Office managers made this comment all the time. I never want to do anything that might even look or smell like fraud or any dishonest act in my position of trust. But the doc has to also trust me with enough information that will allow me to make good business decisions. That's the whole comment. I blended actually a couple of comments together, but that was like a hot talking point all the time with these OMs. There were two topics of discussion that I found of interest in that comment. One of them was the fact that several office managers had no idea what their direct operating costs were per hour to run their business. Actually, what I should say is the majority of the office managers had no idea what their DOC per hour was because they had no access to the information that would give that to them. And this information is so vital for office managers when it comes to setting fees and analyzing fees from dental insurance plans. What the office managers didn't have was that information pertaining to the overhead costs in running the practice. The information it's only found in the accounting software of the practice, like QuickBooks or some of the others that are out there. And the problem was they're not looking at QuickBooks, or it's not being held in any team meetings. You know, I know that some of you docs are what you're thinking right now, and that is the fact you don't want anyone in your practice knowing the numbers. I get that. There are some office managers who will share that information with others and breach that trust that you had with them. And most of us don't want anyone to have access to cutting checks for the practice except you. I see a lot of wives in the practices that only do that. And honestly, I'm the same way. I've had money taken from me in the past, and I don't want that to ever happen again. But that doesn't mean that you can't share vital information with your office manager that will help them in making key business decisions regarding their job of making the practice revenue. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, Doc, to discern what you make as a doctor and what your bills are. And what matters is making sure all parties involved understand that trust and confidentiality go hand in hand. If that's breached, yeah, they're fired. But what's really important is for the team to understand first of all, a lot of you are afraid to, you know, disclose what you make. And like I say, it's no rocket scientist. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out, because they can always look at the production totals and collection totals, and they have a pretty good idea what you make. And team members, it's okay for the doc to make a lot of money. He or she went to school for umpteen years eating beans and rice and drinking water, and it costs a lot of money and a lot of debt and a lot of sacrifice. So yes, it is a profession that you should go into and expect a wonderful ROI. So now, speaking of trust, the second topic that I heard from these office managers was so impressive. They stated that they never want to be accused of fraud and embezzlement. So I asked them, what they're doing to make sure such accusations could never be made. And the majority of them said two things, and I was really happy that they did. End-of-day reports and two sets of eyes on deposits. I love their comments so much that I wish I could place their names on a list of office managers I trust, you know, so that if they ever moved or looking for another job somewhere, that, you know, we have that list of people. Other office managers who were part of the conversation were never taught about end-of-day reports that they should be giving to their docs each and every day, let alone having a second witness on deposits. They had never even heard of that before. And when I say the majority, I'm only talking like just over half of them were actually doing that. And I know they went forward implementing those trustworthy tactics the very next week, the office managers that weren't doing that. They looked it up. They asked how to do it. And I love that because, you know, the majority of people are good. And that makes me happy when they do that. So, you know, this whole trust factor from you know, being given information about the practice, having some access to QuickBooks for them to look at the numbers or spreadsheets or something, that's like vital. Otherwise, why do we call them office managers if we're not going to teach them to be office managers, right? So the business accounting principles that I've just discussed are so key in keeping our teams honest with day sheets and two eyes on deposits. They help keep our trusted team members from making bad decisions that causes them to commit fraud and embezzlement that can lead them to jail. There seems to be a common denominator in those who steal from us, though, and they are this. One, the office manager either feels they deserve to be paid more, or two, they run into financial difficulty somewhere. Those are the two temptations they get. Either way, the temptation to steal usually will start out small and then grow from there. And the office managers I've talked with, they don't even want to allow the temptation to enter their jobs. And that is why they are all over end-of-day reports and deposit verification by two sets of eyes. I loved hearing this from those people that we put in positions of so much trust. And one more thing they brought up was the age-old phrase, an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. One of the things they are seeing all too often that they discussed with us is what my dad used to call sandbagging. In the business world, they call it time clock theft. If you are on the clock, you should be working. I know what you're thinking, and I agree. And that is, we all need a break, you know, or two during the day, or three or four. What I'm talking about and what the office managers were discussing amongst themselves are things like pretending to be busy but doing nothing, and being on your cell phone or your iWatch or when you should be working, clocking in to do work when your boss is out of town and just watching movies on your phone or in the office or getting very little done. Those are some of the things that they brought up, and the list goes on and on and on. So an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. Man, I've had some team members that they look for things to do each day because, as we all know, there's always something to do. Time clock theft is just as bad as fraud and embezzlement, in my view. Nothing will lose trust faster with the doc and the rest of your dental team than doing nothing while you are clocked in. Asking to run a personal errand while you're clocked in, chatting with other offices in your building about your personal life while you're clocked in. Don't forget who's paying for your time. Sometimes I think that once in a while team members forget that. The last comment from these wonderful office managers that got my attention was the fact that they are thrown into their positions with very little training to do their jobs efficiently and effectively with. And you've heard me talk about that on the Dichotomy of Dentistry podcast, but this is such a I love talking with these office managers because it's so funny to hear them, you know, their perspectives, and it's like they just throw me in and tell me to go battle insurances. And I don't know how to battle insurances. And so they say, well, call the insurances. And I call the insurances and the insurances tell me what I'm going to do. And then of course, then they come to our training and they learn how to tell the insurances what is going to happen. So the comments with these office managers came unsolicited too by me or any of my team members. These three hot topic points that I thought were really powerful. This just happens to be such a huge talking point of mine and has been for nearly 30 years on the lack of training for office managers. Most every office manager learns from the on-the-job training, the school of hard knocks. Unfortunately, they learn from someone who learned from someone who learned from someone whose only training was being a manager at a clothes store or maybe the head assistant at someone else's practice. You see the problem? That's a domino effect of nobody really being taught how to handle the actual duties, responsibilities, and algorithms of a front office manager, right? Where are the business classes for our office managers? And taught by someone who actually has a degree in business or social media and with real-world experience. Where are they? Oh, I know. I, too, have paid out thousands of dollars for fluffy training by self-appointed experts in our profession. For that very reason, we have, at My Practice, My Business, front office training that is second to none, actually taught by people in our profession who actually have obtained degrees in business. And we teach business principles that are laser-focused to make the lives of office managers more simplified, more streamlined and profitable for the dental offices that they serve. Hence the wonderful reviews that we keep getting that come in to our business at MPMB, both online and wonderful thank you cards. We so appreciate those for the team members that have gone through our training. This is the kind of information that's got to get out there. We've got to support our office managers a lot better than what we do. So Doc, let your office manager do their jobs. I'm not saying without checks and balances either, office managers, okay? Office managers we talk with want systems in place, though, to protect them and you. They actually want to make sure that they're protected and that everything is above board. They never want to be accused of something that they didn't do. And these are office managers that don't overprotect you and allow information from companies like ours to actually hit your desk so that you can make informed decisions. Because some office managers take their jobs a little too seriously, and they think that they're taught by these other consultants that it's their job to protect the dentist from salespeople. Well, what I like is office managers who actually will take 2 seconds out of their time to listen to the sales reps that come around, to listen to people that call, and then ask yourself, will this help my practice? And if not, chuck it. Get rid of it. Give the doc the option, though, to hear the information. Those are office managers that I love, that treat everybody with respect and dignity that call or come through their door. These are office managers that are kind to all who enter the office. These are office managers that have a pulse on the practice so you don't have to work your guts out to make a living while your back and neck cry out in pain. These are the office managers who simply have your best interest at heart, Doc. And just remember, all of us, trust goes both ways. Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.